Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry. This is your host and sister Katisa on this great morning here in August. And we give God praise for you. We thank God. God is awesome. And we just give Him glory that we've been going this 5 years, a little bit over 5 years with the programming. And we bless His name. Let us pray and have our scripture, and we'll go more into the programming today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you glory and honor. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you that you blessed us and just encouraged us, kept us going. God, you're awesome, you're amazing, you're mighty. Thank you so much, Father God, for blessing us, Lord God, with the gifts and talents of your poets, of your gospel rappers, of your spoken word poets who are doing just great works for you, God, lifting up you, lifting up Jesus. And we just thank you for you being God in our lives, being our Father. You are awesome. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to have our scripture. Let's go back to our scripture we've been reading for some time now, and probably since we began the programming, and Acts 17, because it points to, you know, it doesn't say it explicitly, but it implies that God also has his poets. Because he said, and I believe, because God is the creator. He's the creator of words. He's the creator of the word, who is made flesh, his son, Jesus Christ. But in Acts 17, it says, we're going to start, let's see here. Let's start in verse 25. It says, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. For one man he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. Verse 27, God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. Amen. And then it says in verse 28, for in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring, and some of your own poets. So when that particular verse comes out to me, or is it some of your own poets, I'm on the other side, then God has his poets. God has his people. And which is evident from in the scriptures when you have the psalmist David and the different ones who've written the psalms, and Solomon who wrote Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon, and there's different throughout the scriptures, the prophets, you know, they would write something that very close to it being poetry, and so you'll find that really the poets are prophets of God. And, or, you know, they speak for God. They speak the word of God, the mouthpiece of God. And it's him the glory. It's him the praise. And so God is awesome. Amen. So when we think about poetry, that's one of the gifts that God has given me, to be his mouthpiece. Amen. With the gift and talent of poetry. And so I'm going to be sharing a little bit of that today, kind of going back a little bit to some poems written for the book, Jesus Child, Christian Urban Poetry. It is for your soul, volume 2. And I'm going to read this one. It starts with, it's called God, Father, Jesus, King, and Holy Spirit breathe. And it says, God, you are so precious to me. I do sing a love song. With this, there is nothing wrong. Love you, my Father, my guide, my resource to provide, always by my side. In you I will abide. Jesus, you are my King, my bridegroom with the ring. To you also I sing. Your words established ordain a thing. Love you, my Savior, my King, my salvation, my everything. Your blood will always provide, cleansing me on the inside. Holy Spirit, my desire, living on the inside, giving power, teaching right, just what I need on every night. Love you, Spirit of the living God, bringing me life, not death, keeping me alive with every breath. Keep me, O Spirit of breath. Amen. And so that was written just kind of, you know, a praise to God, our Father, and to Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit, and an expression of just kind of a glimpse of what they actually mean to us, and God is awesome in that. And we'll share, if I can, just a couple of other points. This is called Leave a Legacy, because you want to leave a legacy and to your family, your friends, enemies even, or strangers. them, you know, others can tell, your family friends can tell about your life to them. And so this is titled Leave a Legacy. Leave a legacy if it's part of success, you see. Develop a leader, pour into them, be their teacher. They will carry on the name, change they will proclaim. No one will need to blame reputation loss over fame. Looking, searching for a team, the light shall gleam, building them up, love overflowing with from their cup. That's what's up. Smile, admire what has been accomplished. Don't worry, we got this. Enemies we dismiss. Don't miss goals reached on our list. Leave a legacy. So we want to leave a legacy for others. And just speaking of legacy, we just finished up a youth conference in a couple of cities, and the name of it was God's Got This, God's Got Us. Definitely Jesus spoke about that no one will be able to snatch us out of the hands of the Father. So God just got us. He has us now and throughout eternity. And so the legacy we want to leave is have a faith in Jesus Christ, having a faith that, you know, in whom we believe, and we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Wanted to share one of the poems that we shared there at the conference. And one of the legacy had to do with my cousin, Hannah Morgan Tate. And that was one of the things that she said often, because she hadn't been diagnosed with cancer before her 18th birthday, right around that time. And her response was, instead of, you know, shrinking back from her faith, she continued on her faith and stayed strong in it. And she did pass away this January of this year. And but she would say, you know, God's got this, God's got me. And so she left a legacy that that we want to remember, that, you know, for young people, it's a story to tell. It's a faith building story for young people, because more and more they are facing these certain types of realities, and so giving them strength and hope. So this is a poem about hope. And started off with the acronym is H, is for heart in the right place. O for optimistic about me, my present, my future. P is peace with the only one, myself and others. E is extreme attitude makeover is so exciting and excellent. Move ahead, leaving trouble behind. The rainbow is my sign. Hope is on the horizon. Got cell phone service with Verizon. I am my own coach. Speaking positivity is the only approach. Negativity is a reproach. I stomp on it like a cockroach. I did wrong and made a mistake. Insults and put downs, I eat like cake. Fighting, sexting, bullying are on an eternal break. High school graduation is a goal to make. Hope you get what I'm saying. Tonight on my knees I will be praying, asking for what I need to make it. The record for good behavior, I will break it. And so we want to instill hope. And as we come to a close, if the Lord sees fit, we're going to go on a little bit of break from Jesus Child. And it may be for, you know, from a couple of weeks to a month, and we'll just see what God has for us. So we're going to go on a sabbatical, if you will, and be built up again and see how God will lead with the programming for now and to the future for the child. Thank God for you. Have a blessed, awesome rest of the day. Amen.